Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And we're joined in the studio by Chicago's interim police superintendent, Charlie Beck, and also from the South Side, Alderman Matt O'Shea. And we're going to talk about the Police Memorial Foundation in a second. But first, Superintendent, thank you for coming in. Great to see you. You know, you remind me a lot of the terrific men and women in the Chicago Police Department who come from families where serving and protecting is a family tradition. Your dad was an L.A. police officer. You have two kids who are officers. Your sister is a retired detective. Your wife retired, but she was a narcotics dog handler. That's quite an impressive family.
Well, we certainly tend toward police work. And actually, I have my youngest daughter is in the police academy right now, so I actually have three kids on the job, which is really makes a dad really proud. You know, all of us want our kids to have a good career, and they certainly have picked one.
Yeah, I should say. Well, in just a second, I have some routine questioning for you.
Well, thank you. I like the routine.
But first, let me mention Alderman O'Shea and the Police Memorial Foundation. All you have to do is watch the news, and you know how valuable bulletproof vests are. And Alderman, you're involved in a fundraiser so that our officers can have vests replaced, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
So, Bob, when our police officers graduate from the police academy, they are issued a vest. That vest does not last long, typically 5 years. And several years ago, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation kicked off this initiative replacing outdated bulletproof vests. What we found were many officers raising a family. They put themselves last. Just 2 weeks ago in the South Side, in my community, the 22nd District, multiple officers came in to get fitted for a new vest, 12, 15, 18 years they've been wearing a vest. You know, God forbid something happens, that vest might not have saved them. So this is critical, this initiative.
Okay, so I know a lot of folks want to help, and a fun way to do that is going to be this Sunday. And I know you've got the original Pancake House on your side on this one, one of the great Chicago restaurants for breakfast here. And there's going to be a fundraiser at the John Fisher School on South Washtenaw Sunday morning on the 23rd, this Sunday. How can people participate in that? And it's just like $5 a person, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket. And you know, this is so important in that, come on out, enjoy a delicious breakfast provided by the Original Pancake House here in Beverly. But thank an officer and show support. This money goes to saving lives. Over the past 5 years, we've raised over $150,000 associated with this breakfast. Essentially, that outfitted an entire district in this city with new vests for our officers. To date, we have replaced more than 9,000 vests. As we speak this morning, about 4,200 Chicago police officers have vests that are outdated, and we're working to replace those this year.
And if you want more information, all you have to do is go to getbehindthevest.org, getbehindthevest.org. And I'm sure Charlie Beck will be there because, unlike Los Angeles, we have better food here in Chicago, Superintendent.
You do have great food here in Chicago, and I will be there, and I have to applaud the alderman for his foresight in this. You know, it's cops put up with a lot, and keeping them safe for their families is really important. We just had a horrific traffic accident over the weekend, and what one of the unknown things about vests is they're very protective during a traffic accident. And I know we had officers survive because they were wearing their vests.
The first thing I want to ask you, and the first thing I think most Chicagoans want to know about from the interim superintendent is what's going to happen to make the CTA safer? This is on the minds of anyone who uses the CTA now. How are we going to make it safer? What can the police do?
Well, a number of things, you know, and we're going to have a press conference either later this week or early next week, where we're going to announce, the mayor and I are going to announce some new initiatives that will make CTA safer. You know, right now we're making sure that that not only the officers assigned to CTA are all in uniform, they're all present, they're all riding the train, and then we're We're making sure that the district officers, the officers assigned to the neighborhoods in Chicago, spend time on the platform. And by spending time on the platform, you know, they keep order. They make sure that the right people are on the train and the wrong people aren't. We just had a gun recovered off the platform last night. You know, I think that, that presence is key. So we're going to increase the presence, and then we have some technology things we're going to put in place, and we'll talk about that later this week.
When will you pick the next superintendent?
Well, I won't. So it's a great question, though, and one I know that is on the minds of many Chicagoans. I think that we will probably have the three individuals that are recommended by the police board to the mayor sometime next month, I would think, and then she will make her selection. I know it will be a great one. You know, one of the things that I love about, one of the many things I love about Chicago, is we have a mayor that is very public safety oriented, that wants a better Chicago police department, that wants to make the right choice for superintendent. So I have confidence that she will.
Do you favor someone from the rank and file, a Chicagoan, or an outsider who comes to town with a fresh approach and perhaps fewer old ties?
You know, I think it's all about the person. I don't think that being an outsider is an automatic advantage. I don't think being an insider is an automatic advantage. You know, you need the blend of somebody that has the knowledge of the Chicago Police Department, but then the vision that has transformed other police departments across the nation. And so either one, I want the best person, and I don't want to silo it by saying that it has to be an insider or an outsider.
More from interim Chicago Police Department Superintendent Charlie Beck in a moment. And again, Alderman O'Shea, I want to thank you for coming in and remind everyone, Sunday morning, 8 a.m., St. John Fisher School in South Washtenaw, 8 to noon, the big event to raise money in support of Get Behind the Vest, a great cause. Back with Charlie Beck, interim Chicago Police Department superintendent. In L.A., you once worked as a patrol officer in Hollywood. Do you have some good stories for a book anytime soon?
You know, when I worked in Hollywood was a pretty wild time. You know, it was when Hollywood was very old school, a lot of street prostitution, a lot of drugs. It was it was a time of Bon Jovi, and Bon Jovi be playing at the various clubs, and it was a pretty wild time.
I'll bet. It's Hollywood and Vine today is cleaned up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's much, much different. Hollywood now, the main issue with Hollywood now is it's just so crowded.
Right.
I mean, the traffic is literally a gridlock all the time.
Well, we've got a few places like that around here.
You do, but it's even worse there.
Well, that's a world tourist attraction. Talk about your district coordination officer program. Is the goal to get more officers out into the neighborhoods talking to people?
Absolutely. As a short form of introducing it, I talk about it being a beat cop on steroids, an officer assigned to a small geographic portion of Chicago. Actually, the city will be cut up into 75 portions, all with two DCO officers, and they'll have a cell phone with text messaging availability, and they will work on neighborhood problems with the neighborhood. They will not be tied to 911, although they may respond to a 911 call if they're close by, but they will primarily work on the issues that cause those 911 calls. They'll work with the aldermen in the areas. They'll work with the community. They'll work with all the other city departments, and they will just make Chicago work. You know, healthy communities is what they're charged with doing, you know, and they may do enforcement, or they may do community engagement programs. They may do all of that, and the point is to give everybody in Chicago a phone number, a face of the CPD that they can contact about things that aren't 911 related. In other words, you know, everything that you want from a police officer, everything you want from the CPD, is not a 911 call. It may be an ongoing community issue. It may be a blight issue. It could be any one of the many, many things that I think people that live in the city really worry about every day. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that affect all of us all the time. And this will give them somebody to work on those things. Very, very successful program in my former city. Very successful program that was imported from my former city into New York by Bill Bratton. And I know it'll work in Chicago. And I know that as people get used to it, they will love it.
It's a good idea. I've talked about this so many times here. The nature of news is the bad apples, the less than 1% of folks on the Chicago Police Department who do something they shouldn't be doing. That gets reported. But day in and day out, the great men and women of the Chicago Police Department do some terrific work helping people. And it's my experience that when you bring this up to them, they don't even want to talk about it. They'll just tell you, well, this is just what I do. It's my job. So I think anything where you get some of these officers who, like you, are from families who have for generations helped us, you get them out to meet people, get them out of the car, they become human. You've got to do that.
Oh, I agree. I think it's so important. And you know, my experience with Chicago PD is brief, but of course I've been in law enforcement for decades, and I can tell the people of Chicago, you have a great police department. It's filled with great people that want to do the right thing for you, not for themselves. And they are willing to risk their lives for you, but even more important, that they're willing to spend their time with you to make your life better. And I just want to give that an opportunity. You know, we have that program in two districts right now. My goal is to have it online to roll out in the entire city by the end of the year. You know, unfortunately, I won't be here as a superintendent to see it, but I will be here as a more than interested observer, and I know that Chicago is going to thrive because of this program and because of its police department.
I guess any police department's problem, and I think one of your former superintendents, chiefs of police in L.A., maybe it was Tom Redden, who said, the only dilemma we have here is we have to recruit from the human race,
yeah.
Speaking to the point that you, unfortunately, are always going to have some problems.
Well, any occupation that has authority has risk, right? Whether it's a governor or whether it's a priest or whether it's an attorney, anybody that has authority over other folks, they're an occupation that is prone to abuse. And so you have to guard against that. And it happens in law enforcement. And when it does, you know, I am very strict about that. You know, I have no issue with disciplining or firing officers for that kind of thing. But that is not, as you said, that is not the norm. You know, that is, and when it occurs, you know, we don't keep it hidden. You know, certainly not with me here. They won't keep it hidden, and we want to make sure that this is the best police department it can be.
Since you've been here, you've taken a hard look at the system of promotions for police. The Department of Justice report listed the merit promotional system as one of the biggest complaints by officers. Several of your recent promotions have gone to officers who have not necessarily put in as much time in their previous rank as many senior lieutenants. What's behind that?
Well, we try to pick the best person for the job available, you know, and sometimes it's the person with the most seniority and sometimes it's not. You know, we want to make sure that people are selected based on their ability and not just based on their time on their job. Although time on the job is important, you know, as someone that has more time on the job than anybody, you know, I know the value of it, but I also know that, you know, doing the same thing wrong day in and day out for 100 years will not gain you any benefit. So, you know, it's just always a balance. You know, you're always looking for the best people, and that those people may be the most senior, and they may be somebody that's not so senior.
You retired a couple of years ago in Los Angeles. What do you miss about police work? I know you're into it.
I'm not missing anything
here,
right now.
Totally, but
well, no, you
the
know,
daily work.
I think that, you know, a life of significance is important. You know, I think that cops, me in particular, want to make a difference for people. And it's a job where you can make a difference. It's a job where you can be the difference in somebody's life every day, you know. And so I like that. I think that's of high value, you know, much more important than the money. Much more important than any accolades or any positives that you get out of the job. I think making a difference, a positive difference in people's lives is what people sign up and wear the badge for.
Do you want to discuss your cameo appearance a few years ago on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Well, you know, part of being the chief in L.A. is you do a lot of cameos, or I did a lot of cameos, and so did my predecessors on various TV shows. And so I did Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, a couple of other law enforcement shows, you know, just as a fun thing. I obviously never took any money for it or anything like that. It was just something fun to do in these things that tie people to the city. You know, everybody has, like this radio show. It's a way for people in their commute, people in their day to day, to have an access to the people that work for them to make their lives better. And so that was one way to do it.
As the chief of detectives in Los Angeles, you improved the use of technology, I know. Are you trying to do that here?
You know, one of the things about Chicago is the technology is really good. Now, as chief of detectives in L.A., I had a little more authority in that we controlled our crime labs. So our crime labs were owned by the LAPD and the L.A. Sheriff. So, you know, that was a huge advantage, you know, one that Chicago doesn't have because the state police run the crime lab here. So a little bit different, a little bit apples to oranges, but the video technology here is really, really good. The ShotSpotter technology here is really good. I'm very impressed by that. You know, we need a little more IT. We need a little more connective IT to tie our systems together. But as a general platform, the technology in Chicago is pretty darn good.
Interim Chicago Police Department Superintendent Charlie Beck, who is also a motocross champ, I found out.
Yeah, you've been doing your research. I've been riding and racing motocross since I was a teenager, and I still do a little bit. I haven't done it at all since I've been the interim here. For one reason, I didn't want to show up injured.
Yeah, good idea.
like I would do occasionally in L.A. They were kind of used to me. They'd been around me for many decades, so they were used to me being in the sling occasionally. But I didn't want to do that here. And then obviously, you know, the weather here and the travel makes it very difficult.
Okay, well, even though you're a motocross champ and you get back downstairs on Michigan Avenue, don't speed.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm very, very conservative in my driving habits.
Thanks very much to Charlie Beck. Great to meet you. Great to see you. Thank you for coming in this morning. Good luck with everything.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's an honor to be here, an honor to serve Chicago.
Alderman Matt O'Shea, and good luck with your big benefit breakfast Sunday morning. Again, St. John Fisher School on South Washtenaw. $5, and you can help with the bulletproof vests that our men and women need so desperately. Good luck with that, Alderman. And once again, if you want to know anything about that, getbehindthevest.org, right?
Thanks, Bob.
All right, great. Have a good day. Thanks very much to both of you.